ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Ari Walden. Maseches Sanhedrin is dedicated by Mr. Zisha Lipschitz in honor of Rabbi Yaakov Metz.
Bruchim Amazinim. This shiur will be Ezra Hashem be a Maseches Sanhedrin daf Yud Dalet. The Gemara is in the middle of discussing the halacha of Smichas Chachamim, where a Nismach is Masmich Weiter, and that requires, this Maisa Smicha requires, a Bezdin of Shleisha. Now, there is a nidun in the Rishonim, whether the Bezdin that's Masmich, do they themselves all three have to be Smuchin, or it's enough if only one out of the three is Smuchin. Now, let's start with the Rambam. The Rambam, in the beginning of Perek Dal Halacha Sanhedrin, he says a klal. Zog the Rambam, Echad Bezdin Agadol, Oy Sanhedrin Ktana, Oy Bezdin Shal Shleisha, Tzrichin Sheyia Kol Echad Mehen, Samuch Mipi Samuch. There is a general klal that a bezin of Ayin Aleph or Chav Gimel or even a bezin Shal Shleisha, all of them have to be Samuch Mipi Samuch. So L'chayre, if there's an inyan of bezin in regards to being Masmich, the etzem fact that we need a bezin should require that all of them need to be Smuchin. However, the Rambam himself says Mefurish in Perek Dalet Halachat Gimel, not like that. Zog the Rambam Mezel Ashaynai, Ve'ein Saimchin Smicha Zu, Shehi, Minoy Hazkeinim L'dayonos, Ela B'Shleisha, this smicha requires Shleisha, says the Rambam V'hu Sheyiha Echod Mehem Samach Mipi Acherim. We need that one of them should be Samach. So you see in the Rambam that even though there is a general klal, L'mashal L'gabi Dine Knossis, L'gabi Malkis, V'chulu, that all of the three Dayanim in the Bezin Shal Shleisha have to be Smuchin, but in regards to the halacha of being Masmich, even though we need a Bezin of Shleisha, only one of them has to be Smuchin and not all three. Now, Vitzarech Bir, first of all, how does the Rambam know this? So the emes is that in Pirush HaMishnayos the Rambam, he also brings up this sad, and he says, V'zeh L'shaynei, U'le'inyan em tzarech sheyiya shleisha smuchin, v'az yiyu yuchayel nismaych, shem adam, yesh b'zeh safik. Whether or not you need all three or not, there's a safik. U'mashin is bar min ashas, however it's mevur min ashas, Sheyia ha-godol shebehem samuch, v'yitzarif im shnayim, v'yismech misha yirtza. If you look in Shas, says the Rambam, you'll see that it's only necessary for the greatest one among them to be samuch, and he could be mitzarif with him another two who are not smuchim, and they could be masmech. So where in Shas did the Rambam see this? So it's borrowed that the kavan of the Rambam is like it's mevur in the Radvaz, in his pirish on the Rambam, in Perek Dalet, Halacha Gimel. And Elzai state also in Chidush Iran in Arasugya, that his raya is from our Gemara in Daf Yudalad Ben Aleph, where it says that Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava was Masmich Chamisha Zukenim. And the Gemara asks the Kasha, you see that even one solitary dying could be Masmich. And the Gemara answers, no, that Be'emes, there was Achrina Havi Bahadeh. There were two other Dayanim with him as well. Vahaydle Choshev Lehu. This that the Braisa doesn't mention the names of the two other Dayanim, Mishum Kvoidai Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava, it's because of the covet of Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava, who is so much greater than them, that the Gemara does not mention them Bechlal. Zogin der Advaz in the Chidush Iran, that the Rambam understands, that if the other two are also Smuchim Ishmi Pi Moshe Rabbeinu, then they would obviously be so great that it would not be a breach in Kvoidai Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava to mention their names as well. If the Gemara says that Mishum Kvaidah Shab Yehuda Ben Bava, we don't say who they were, Bechlal, obviously they were not even Smuchim. And this is the Makar of the Rambam, that only the Gadol Shabahem, the greatest of the three, which is Rabbi Yehuda Ben Bava in this story, he has to be Samach, but the other two could be Pashat Hadyaitis. So now we know the Makar of the Rambam. But what's the Pshat in the Rambam? Memanavshach. If the Dayanim have to be Smuchim, so all of them should have to be Smuchim. And if they don't have to be smuchim, so even one should not have to be. So the Radvaz over there on his pirush on the Rambam, he's masber that the reason why we need smuchim to do smicha is because imhem atzma meinem smuchim, if they themselves are not smuchim, how can they be masmich anybody else? And this is especially understandable al pi dvarav of Rav Moshe Feinstein in Igres Moshe chelak chayshe mishpat chelak aleph simon aleph, which we mentioned in the previous shir for David Gimel. That he says that Be'emes L'dairis, nobody has a kayach to create smicha b'chlal. They just have a kayach to be masmich the original smicha, which Moshe Rabbeinu did, which is now on them, they could be mamshech that onwards onto the next person. That's masber, the tain of the Radvaz, shem heim atzma menin smuchem, heich yismuchu acherim. They have no koyach b'chlal to be masmech unless they themselves are smuchim ish mipi ish to Moshe Rabbeinu. So that's why we require that they should be samuch. But im kain, says the Radvaz, im haya echad meshleisha samuch, sagi bihachi. All we need is that one of them should have the smicha so that it should be available to pass it on forward. But we do not need that all three of the dayanim, that they should be smuchim. Like this Radvaz is also mevur ba'arichas in the Briskarov and Chidushei Mar and Rizal Levi al HaRambam on this Rambam. And he's masber that the Rambam holds that the Ikar Din Bezdin regards to smicha does not require smuchim bachlal. Because wherever we need a Bezdin of smuchim, obviously all three dayanim that comprise the Bezdin have to be smuchim. Elamai, that le'inin smicha, a Bezdin of adyaitis is enough. The only reason why we need an element of smicha over here is in order to pass the smicha on forward, the samuch has to be masmich. For that, it's enough to have only one of the dayanim being samuch, but the bezdin, as a bezdin, all three of them do not have to be smuchim. Now, the question is, however, that we remarked them that the Rambam says a klal, that bezdin shal shleisha, mitzad din bezdin has to be smuchim. So why is there a difference between the regular klal of bezdin, which has to be smuchim, and the bezdin in regards to smicha, which they do not have to be smuchim? So that is also musbar in that tshuva of Rav Moshe, in Igros Moshe, Chayshe Mishpat Chelek Aleph Siman Aleph. And he says, because this halacha, that the Rambam says that a bezdin shal shleisha has to be smuchim, that's only in regards to a bezdin that's just doing a din. But sometimes, the Torah requires a shem bezdin, even if you're not doing a din. For example, in regards to Hataras Nadarim, or in regards to Chalitza, where we learn out from a pasuk that we need a Shem Bezdin. That Shem Bezdin, because it's not a din, they don't have to be smuchim, they don't have to have a Shem Elihim. As long as you have three people, even three adyaitis, that's enough to have a Shem Bezdin. So too, in regards to smicha, because that's not a din, that's just a chaloi smicha, the Shem Bezdin in regards to smicha could be a Bezdin of adyaitis. So that's the Shitas HaRambam, that one samuch is enough. Now the Gemara later brings down a maise where Reb Chanina of Rav Aishia have a kamishtakir Reb Yechanan lemismechinu. Reb Yechanan was trying to be masmich Reb Chanina and Rav Aishia, and lo have a mistaya milsa. For some reason it didn't work out. Why didn't it work out? Zog Rashi v'divrei maschal lo have a mistaya milsa kishahayu etzlai, when Reb Chanina and Rav Aishia were in the vicinity together with Reb Yechanan and he wanted to be masmich them. He wasn't able to find two people to be mitzaref with him to be masmachdam. Tainet the Torah Schayim, that lechayra, how can Rashi say that if he didn't find two people to be mitzaref with him? If he would hold like the Shitas HaRambam that all you need is two adyaitis, it's impossible to imagine that he couldn't find two other yidin around. Elamai is mevur from Rashi, zok the Torah Schayim, that Rashi disagrees with the Rambam. And he holds you need shleisha smuchin. So Rabbi Yechanan was looking for two other smuchim to be mitzaref with them to be masmich Rav Chanina and Rav Aishia. And that's what the Gemara means, that any time they were around, he couldn't find two other smuchim to be masmich them. And as Zayshet Mefurish in the Yad Raman Arasugya, he says, lo yav mistaya milsa, he's masbir, lo hayu shnayim smuchin mitzuyin etzlei. He couldn't find two other smuchim to be with him. You're going to ask, how is Rashi Miyashiv, the Taina of the Rambam, that if you need two other smuchim, so how could it be that it wasn't Misham Kvoidah Shal Reb Yehuda Ben Bava to mention the other two dayanim? Yesh Leimer Bakal, that Rashi holds that even if they were smuchim, but because the discrepancy of the godless between Reb Yehuda Ben Bava and those two other smuchim was so great, therefore it was not Misham Kvoidah to mention them, even though they were great enough to be smuchim. That's Divrei Rashi and Arasugya and the Yad Ramah. But the Gemara Masechta B'Metzia Daf Pehei Amud Beis talks about a different story where Shmuel Yarchina, which is known as Shmuel and Gans Shas, Rebbe was trying to be Masmechim, and there too it says, Loi Hava Mestaya Milsa. It didn't work out. And Rashi is Masber, Shahaisa HaShoa Nitrefes, one shot is somehow Shoa Nitrefes, something came up and he wasn't able to be Masmechim, or another Pshatzak Rashi, He was not able to be Eisef the Chachamim. Now, Pipashus, when he says, Lehoyu HaChachamim Nesofim, that's like we were Masbril Shitasa in our sugya, that Rashi holds that you need three Smuchim, and Chachamim is a reference to Smuchim, and that's what Rebbe couldn't find when he wanted to be Masmich Shmuel. However, in the Sefer Einayim LeMishpat in our sugya, he wants to suggest that when Rashi says Chachamim, he doesn't mean Smuchim. The Chayre, his Rai is, otherwise Rashi would have said, HaChachamim HaSmuchim. The fact that Rashi says just Chachamim, that sounds like all we needed is Chachamim and not Smuchim. And Lamaizok Dainayim LeMishpat, that you needed the Yonim that are Ro'i Lodun. Even if you hold that Hadyaitis is enough, like Shitas HaRambam, Akoponim, they have to be Ru'i and Lodun. They don't have to be Smuchim, but they have to be Chachamim, which is what Rashi means, Lo'i Chachamim Nesafim. Lefi this, says Einayim LeMishpat, there's no Raya that Rashi and Arasugi either, that he holds not like the Rambam and like the Yad Ramah. Could be Rashi agrees be Ikaran to the Rambam that you don't need Shleisha Smuchim, and not like the Yad Ramah, but you need three Chachamim. And when Rashi says that he couldn't find two people to be Mitzaref with him, he means he couldn't find two Chachamim that are Roi Lodim. But the emes is that this Mahalach of the Einayim LeMishpat is Tzorach in Gadol. Because if you don't need three Smuchim, Bal Korchach, like Rav Moshe Feinstein was Masber, you don't need Smuchim B'mokim where it's not a din, and this is not a din, so Shleisha Adyaitis is enough. And any time we find a Bezan of Shleisha Adyaitis, you don't need Ruyin Lodon either. In fact, the Gemara Nivamis on Daf Kufalef in regards to Chalitza says that all you need is three Yidin Sheyoidin Lahakreis, that they can be Makri the Parsha of Chalitza to the Isha. And as Azayiz Paskin in the Rambam as well. So Im Kain, if you don't need Ru'i and Ladan B'makim, where it's not a din, here too, in regards to Smicha, you should not need Ru'i and Ladan, and Shleisha Adyaitis Mamish should be enough. Either you need Smuchin, or just Adyaitis Ba'alma. To say that you need Ru'i Ladan when they're doing a Maisa which does not require a din, is a Pella. Ela Al Karchach, we have to say, like the Tiras Chaim, that what Rashi means in our sugya is Smuchim, because Rashi holds that even a Bezdin in regards to Smicha, even though it's not an inin of din, also requires Shleisha Smuchin. And Rashi, in Masechet Bamitzia, when he says HaChachamim, he's referring to HaChachamim Smuchim. If you're going to ask, L'chayr of Moshe is correct, that you see in regards to Chalitza, that anything that's not a din does not require Smuchin, and Hadyaitis is enough. So L'chayr in regards to Smicha as well, because it's not a din, we should not need Smuchin. V'yei Shleimar, that's not Shver. Because the etzem musik of smicha means, like the Rambam himself says, minu is kainam l'dayonis. It's to create a koyach of dayonis. So if din needs smicha, creating a koyach of din also requires smicha. Which is why the Rashi holds that for a koyach of smicha, it's identical to making a din mamish, and it needs shleisha smuchim. Ad kan de shtikl. And now let's go weiter. The Gemara Behemshech of the Amid brings down a member of Rabbi Shua ben Levi, Ein smicha b'chutz la'aretz. You cannot do smicha b'chutz la'aretz. Now what does that mean? Are we referring to the Seimchen or to the Nesmachen? So the Gemara says, Pshita, Seimchen b'chutz la'aretz v'nesmachen b'aretz ha'amrin and delay. That's obvious that the member of Rabbi Shua ben Levi means to exclude if the Seimchen are in chutz la'aretz. He obviously means that the Seimchen have to be in Eretz Yisrael. However, the Gemara is unsure, what about if the Seimchen are Ba'aretz and the Nesmachen are B'chutz La'aretz? If the Nesmachen are B'chutz La'aretz, is that also Ma'akev or not? Now Rashi is Masber, the Gemara is Shaila. The reason why the Gemara thinks that the Nesmachen may have to be in Eretz Yisrael is not because Be'etzem they have to be in Eretz Yisrael, but because they have to be Gabayu, they have to be near the Seimchen. The Seimchen cannot be Masmach people from long distance. They have to be next to them. And that's what the Gemara is done in the Toshma, and the Gemara is Poshit, that they actually have to be Gabayu. From the fact that Rabbi Yochanan have a Mitztara laid Rabbi Shimon Bar Abba, to lay have a Gabayu, from there we see that the Nismach has to be near the Seimach. From Rashi's Pshat, it's Mashma, that Be'emes, the same Shiloh would have also applied, even if the Nismach is in Eretz Yisrael, but he's far away from the Seimach. There also we can clear the same Shaila and be poshut at the same Pshitas, that because the Nismach is not near the Seimach cannot be Seimachim. So the Yad Ramah, Tainas and Rashi, Im Kain, Why was the Gemara's Shaila specifically if Saimchen Beretz Yisrael and Ismachen Bechutz La'aretz? For that price, the Gemara could have asked, what would be the halacha if Saimchen be Yehuda and Ismachen Begalo in two different areas, two different Medinais within Eretz Yisrael? And from the fact that the Gemara does not ask that Shaila, the Yad Ramah says that obviously Pshat and the Gemara is not like Rashi. And Be'etzem, we don't need that the Saimchen and the Ismachen should be near each other, but rather the Gemara Shaila is if the din of Eretz Yisrael applies on the Nismachin as well. Just like the Saimchen have to be in Eretz Yisrael, because Ein Saimchen b'chutz la'aretz, so too, Ein Nismachin b'chutz la'aretz, and the Nismachin have to be in Eretz Yisrael as well. According to this Pshat, the Gemara's Raya from the fact that Rabbi Yechanan was Mitztayer, Alei de Rabbi Shemin bar Abba de Lehav Gabayhu, the Lismachay, we have to be Mefarish, that the Lehav Gabayhu means that he was in Chutz la'aretz. And like the Yad Ramaz Pshat, that's how the Rambam Paskins in Hilchas Sanhedrin, Perek Dalet Halacha Vav, that just like the Saimchen have to be in Eretz Yisrael, so do the Nismachen have to be in Eretz Yisrael, but, says the Rambam Mefurish, they don't have to be near each other. And the Rambam explains, in a practical way, that the way they can be Saimach someone that's not near them is that Shulchan Lai, a Kaisvan Lai, either they send them a Shliach or a letter that says that he is Nismach and he's able to be done Dinei Knossos. These are the two Pirushim in the Gemara. Now, L'chaire, Rashi's Pshat is Be'emes Tzarech Bir, because the Lashon of the Gemara's Shaila of Saimchen Ba'aretz V'Nismachen B'chutz La'aretz is definitely Mashma that the Tzad, that it shouldn't work, is because the Nismachen are in Chutz La'aretz, and not just because they're not Gabayhu. So L'chaire, you have to say that Rashi is going to understand in the Gemara that the Gemara is giving a Geder of what's considered not Gabayhu. And the Gemara means to say that in a case where the Saimach is in Eretz Yisrael and the Nismach is in Chutz La'aretz, the Etzem Chiluk HaMekoymes, the fact that he's in Eretz Yisrael and he's in Chutz La'aretz, that itself makes it be considered that he's not Gabayhu. And even if, for example, the Saimach is at the end of Eretz Yisrael, right before the border, and the Nismach is right over the border, so in actual distance they're close to each other, and had they been in Eretz Yisrael, that would not be considered Lo Havi Gabayhu. Nevertheless, the etzem fact that he's in Eretz Yisrael and he's in Chutz La'aretz, that itself separates them, and that would be considered an example of Lo Havi Gabayhu. L'chaire, that's Hayotzei Lefi Shitas Rashi, and that may be the pshat and why the Gemara specifically picks this mashal. Now, let's go in for a minute to understand what's the oimik of the etzem din of Ein Saimchen B'chutz La'aretz. Rabbi Shua ben Levi says a halacha, and he doesn't bring a makar. And this halacha is negeya avada even on a deraisa level. Anytime we need nismachen, Rabbi Shua ben Levi is being kaiveya that requires smicha in Eretz Yisrael, and smicha in Chutz La'aretz doesn't work. Where did Rabbi Shua ben Levi get it from? So the Yerushalmi and Masechta Bikurim, Perek Gimel Halacha Gimel, brings down halacha also of Ein Minu Yizkeinim B'chutz La'aretz, and the Yerushalmi learns it out of a pasuk in Yecheskel. The lashon of the pasuk is Ben Adam, Beis Yisrael, Yoishvim al Admasam. Zok Yerushalmi, you see from here, Shakol Yeshiva Shalcha, Lo Yehei, Ela al Admascha. The Pnei Moshe is Masber, Kol Yeshiva Shalcha, Shal Minu Yazakeinim, Lo Yehei, Ela al Admascha. The chayr, the pashut understanding in the Yerushalmi is, because being meman is kainim, stelling a vek, shayftim, is a way of settling the place. And because ayidei minu is kainim and smicha, we're stelling a vek, who has a kayach to be done, that's a form of yeshiva. The inyan of yeshiva only applies al admascha in Eretz Yisrael. There is no inyan of yeshiva in Chutz La'aretz. Therefore, this element of yeshiva, which is by being masmich dayanim, giving them the power to be done, that can't be done in Chutz La'aretz, only in Eretz Yisrael, where it's a makim that yeshiva could be done. That's the way I understand the chayre, the Yerushalmi, with the beer of the Pnei Moshe. However, in the Sefer Tiras Chaim, he says a different shot entirely. He says that we know the inyan of smicha comes ish mi pi ish from Moshe Rabbeinu. And where did Moshe Rabbeinu get the kayach from? He got it from a shefa of Ruach HaKodesh, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mashra on him. So, when we masmech a person, and we continue the chain of smicha from Moshe Rabbeinu, really what's happening is that's a continuation of the Ashras Hashchina. The original Ashras Hashchina and Ruach HaKodesh, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mashra on Moshe Rabbeinu, that continues on, midar lidar, as a nismach is saimich the next generation. says the Tiras Chaim, that's why we find that Bezdin are called Elohim. That Lashon is Meire, a Lashon of Kedusha Elohim, because it is through the Ashrais Hashchina that's on them, which they are Makabal, Ishmi Piyish, from Moshe Rabbeinu, which got it from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that they have the Kayach of Smicha and the ability to be done. Mimeel Zok the Tiras Chaim, if the Inin of Smicha is Ashrais Hashchina, we know that Ein Shchina Shreira Ala Adam in Chutz Laretz. Like we find in the Gemara Ma'id Katan, that Rabbi Abba says that Rav Huna is Roy Shatishra Lav Shchina, Ela She'ena Shreira B'Bavel. Therefore, says the Tiras Chaim, that's the aside of the din of Ein Seimchen B'Chutz Laretz, because Ashrais Hashchina cannot be affected in Chutz Laretz, only in Eretz Yisrael. These are the two Pirushim on the Halacha of Ein Seimchen B'Chutz Laretz. Now, L'chaire, there is a Ha'ara Atzuma on the Mahalach of the Tiras Chaim, because we mentioned that the Gemara has a suffix whether the din of Ein Seimchen B'Chutz Laretz applies to the Seimich or to the Nismach. The Fishit is Rashi, Be'emes, the Halacha only applies to the Seimich and not to the Nismach. The fact that the Gemara says that the Nismach has to be in Eretz Yisrael is only because he has to be Gabayu near the Seimich. The Fishit is Sayyad Ramah and the Rambam, the Gemara has a suffix, and the Gemara holds that it's Pshita that the Halacha applies to the Seimich. The Gemara is Mestapik Legabi the Nismach, and the Gemara comes out that the Nismach has to be in Eretz Yisrael as well. Now, L'chaire, whether or not the din of Ein Seimich and B'chutz Laretz applies to the Seimich or to the Nismach, that should be mitli tali in the Tupirushim, in the Pshat of the Yerushalmi, and the Pshat of the Tiras Chaim. L'fi the Yerushalmi, that's Halacha of Kol Yeshiva Shalcha Yiyah Alat Mascha, and as we explained, a Vekstelling being Mimane Dayanim and being Seimich, that's a form of Yeshiva. So that's understandable that definitely applies on the Seimich. The Seimich, who is now establishing a new link in the power of Dayanis, he is doing a Maisa Yeshiva. That should be done in Eretz Yisrael. And there's a Makam Lachkar. What about the Nismach, where the Yeshiva is being Chal through the fact that he is being Nismach? Does he have to be in Eretz Yisrael as well or not? However, l'fi the Tiras Chaim, that he says it's a inyan that ein ha-shchina shayra ela b'chutz laretz, that applies where the shchina is being shayra, which is on the nismach. Like the Gemara he brings in Masechta Ma'id Katan Daf Chafei, that Rav Huna could not have a shrayas ha-shchina because he wasn't chutz laretz. So that should apply specifically to the gabi the nismach, and it should be pashit that the nismach has to be in Eretz Yisrael. Maybe in regards to the Seimech, there's a makam lachkar. Do we say that the fact that he is being mashed for the Shechina, he's affecting the Ashrayas Shechina, does he also have to be in Eretz Yisrael? Or it's okay if he's in Chutz Laretz? But that the Nismach should have to be in Eretz Yisrael, that should be Pshita. So L'chaire, the whole Halach Yelech of the Gemara, and specifically for the Fishitas Rashi, it should come out that the Gemara is Mavur like the Mahalach of the Yerushalmi, that it's an Inyan that the Yeshiva has to be done in Eretz Yisrael, and not like the Taras Chaim, which is an Inyan of the Ashrayas Shechina, which L'chaire should definitely apply be'ikar to the nismach. V'tzarech iyon al divrei Tiras Chaim, and basi rak leha'ir. Ad kan deshtikol, and now let's go weiter. Now, the Gemara brings down that Rabbi Yochanan was mitztayer on the fact that he wanted to be masmech Rabbi Shemin bar Abba, but he was lehavi gabayu delismechei. From the Lashon mitztayer is mashma, that Rabbi Yochanan was trying and putting an effort into being masmechim, but it was not also biyadai. The Gemara doesn't explain why al pi hashkachas Hashem was not also biyadai, and why did it have to be that way that Rabbi Shemin bar Abba should not end up being nismach. The Gemara later brings down another story. The Rabbi Chanina and Rabbi Shaya have a kamishtaki Rabbi Yochanan lemismachinu. Rabbi Yochanan was searching and trying to be masmach them. Loi have a mistaya milsa that also didn't work out. Have a kamitztayer tuva and he had tsar. But there the Gemara explains, Amrulei loinitz darmar, you shouldn't have tsar from the fact that you're not being matzliach to be masmichas, danan midabes eli kasinon. Because we come from Eli, and on Eli, the Gemara says, the Pasuk says, loyei zokin beveischa kolayamim, which means that in Beis Eli, one of the kololis that they received is that they're not going to be zeicha to be nismach. So the fact that you're not matzliach to be masmichas shouldn't be a cause of tzar to you, Rabbi Yochanan, because be'emes we're not right to be nismach because of the fact that we come and we base Eli. So, over here we do have a time why they weren't nismach, whereas by Rabbi Shimon bar Abba, the The Gemara does not explain why he was not zeichet to be nismach. Interesting, there's another Gemara, a Masechet Bava Metzia Daf Pehei Amud Beis, which says that Rebbe was trying to be masmech Shmuel, and there also it says, have a kometztayer Rebbe lemismechei, v'loi have a mestayer milsa. Amalei, there, Shmuel explains to Rebbe, loi litztayer mar. Why not? Because l'didi chazili sifra d'adam arishan, I've seen in the Sefer of Adam Arishain, where, as Rashi explains, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was marit to Adam Arishain, dar dar v'saifrav, dar dar v'darshav, dar dar v'chachamav. V'chsiv bein, it says in that Sefer, Shmuel yarchina, chachim yiskerei, v'rebi la yiskerei. That Shmuel will never be called a Rebbe, he will never have smicha. So therefore, don't have tzar, it's obviously min hashamayim that he shouldn't have smicha. There too, the Gemara does not explain why Shmuel was not zeiche to have smicha. Now, what's interesting is that Rav Moshe Feinstein, Zechayin Elvracha, in Igris Moshe, Chelek Chayshe Mishpat, Chelek Aleph, Simen Aleph, he brings down a mimer from Rav Yitzchak Isaac Alevi Herzog, the Rav HaRashi of Yerushalayim at that time, which says in a mimer printed in the Torah journal, Hapardes, in Nisan Tavshin Gimel, that Ledaitai, the reason why Shmuel was not Zeicha to be Nismach, is because Shmuel was planning on settling in Chutz Laaretz. And even though the Gemara says that Sanhedrin Neheges Bein Beretz Yisrael Bein B'Chutz Laaretz, but because he was planning on being Kaveya himself permanently in Chutz Laaretz, such a person cannot be Nismach. Now Rav Moshe Feinstein strongly dismisses this Malach, and he brings Kamarayas against it, specifically from the Gemara earlier on the Feyamad Aleph, which says that when Rav was going down to move to Chutz Laaretz, Davka then is when Rav Chiya was Masmachim, and he said, Yaira Yaira, Yadin Yadin. Elamai, says Rav Moshe Feinstein, we're not Mechuyev to figure out why exactly HaKadosh Baruch Hu arranged that Shmuel should not be Nismach. It's from Darkei Hashem Yisbarach, Sheneflayim Mimenu. Now, Lamaisa, in the Seder HaDairis, Erech Shmuel, and also in the Sefer Yuchsen Erech Shmuel, they say that it's brought down in the Gemara Masech the Megillah Daf Chav Beis that Shmuel was a Kayan. And they say, Ulai, that he was from Beis Eli. And that would explain why he was not Nismach, just like in regards to Rabbi Chanina and Rabbi Shaya, that they say that they were not Nismach because ain't Nismachin b'de Beis Eli. And what's very interesting is that in the Piske Chala Laharajbe, it's Mefurish. He says Avuha de Shmuel was midabase Eli, which obviously means that Shmuel alone was also midabase Eli. So it comes out that Reb Chanina and Rabbi Shaya, the Gemara says Mefurish, the reason why Leistaya Milsa is because they're from base Eli. That's also the reason why Shmuel was Leistaya Milsa in Masechet Bamatzia Daf Pehei, because he was midabase Eli. What about in regards to Reb Shemin Bar Abba? So the Sefer Magali Sayam is Mitzayin, a Gemara Masechet Ksubas Daf Chav Gimel, that says that the daughters of Shmuel were Nishbeis, and they came into the Beis Medrash and they said, Nishbeis Yitohairani, and Rav Shemin Bar Abba says that we can believe them, and therefore it's mutter for a Kohen to marry them. And the Gemara says that they told Rav Shemin Bar Abba, who himself was a Kohen, and he was also a Karev of Shmuel, that they should go and be Metapel Bekrevaisov, which means that if so, he himself should take the step forward and marry them. So you see in that Gemara that Rav Shemin Bar Abba was a Karev of Shmuel, and he was also a Kayan. Zogt Margolis Sayam im Kain, there's a basis to believe that he was a Kayan of Shmuel's from Shmuel's father's side, and just like Shmuel was a Kayan midabase Eli, so too Rav Shemin Bar Abba was also a Kayan midabase Eli, which that would actually explain why Rav Shemin Bar Abba as well was Lemistaya Milsa, even though Rav Yechanan was Mitztayer Lemismachay, that it did not come out Lemaisa, because of the same halacha of Ein Nismachin Medebeis Eli. It's a beautiful shtickel Torah. It's a little bit shver, because the Gemara only brings down this Nakuda of Ein Nismachin Medebeis Eli in regards to Rav Hanani and Rabbi Shaya, and not in regards to Rav Shemin Bar Abba. Al Kalponim, that's his pshat. Ad kan this shtickel, and now let's go on. In the Etzem Gemara, which says, Ein Ismachen Lebeis Eli, and the Gemara learns it from a Pasuk, which says, La Yia Zakin Beveischa Kalayamim, and the Gemara is masber that zaken means a musmach. So yesh lachkar, is this halacha a din that someone from Beis Eli can't have smicha, or is this just a klala? Just like we find that Beis Eli was cursed with kol marbis beitzcha yemusu anashim, that they are going to die young, so too they got a klala that they won't be zeichet to get smicha. But there's no such halacha that we may not give smicha to someone from Beis Eli. So Rashi is mefurish mashma that it's just a klala and a punishment and it's not a din. Because Rashi's lashon is b'divrei maskil menayin she'ein nismachin leBeis Eli she'einan zeichen liyos nismachin. Mashma, be'emes, there's no such halacha that you can't do it, just HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to arrange as an einish and a klala to Beis Eli that they are not going to be zeiche to be nismachin. And the emes is, azay is mevur in the Gemara alone. Because if there was a halacha that they cannot be nismach, so Rabbi Hanani and Rabbi Yishaya would not have waited for Rabbi Yochanan to be nitzdayer and to try to be masmach them and not be matzliach. They would have originally told Rabbi Yochanan Mefurish, I'm sorry, we cannot be nismach because we are from Beis Eli. The fact that they allowed Rabbi Yochanan to try, just it didn't work out, is a raya that al-pi halacha, it's mutter to be samach them. They were hoping that they would be matzliach to bypass this einish. Because just like in regards to the einish of Yemusu Anashim, Rashi brings down from the Gemara Masechta Reish Hashanah that says that Miskaper B'Tayra B'Gemilas Chasadim, which means it's possible for Beis Eli to do Tayra and Gemilas Chasadim and have a kapara and not be susceptible to the punishment of Yemusu Anashim. So too, they were hoping that they would be Zoiche, Ayedei their Tayra and Maisim Taivim, to Yabi Nismach. The Maisa, they weren't Zoiche, and they told Rabbi Yochanan, they doesn't have to be Mitzdayer, because it's our problem, because of the fact that we are from Beis Eli. But the etzem fact that they didn't stop Rabbi Yochanan as soon as he tried to be masmich them, that's also a riot, that there's no such halacha, it's just an einish. V'chein mavur in the Yefei Anayim, on our sugya. The Yefei Anayim brings down that Rav Kahane, as brought down in the Yerushalmi, in our Masechta, and in Masechta Rosh Hashanah, he was from Beis Eli. And nevertheless, the Gemara Masechta Baba Kama Daf Kuf Yud Zayin says that Rav Kahana was done dine knosis, which is a raya that he was nismach. How could that be? I ain't nismachim with the Beis Eli. Zakti Yefei and I am Vizela Shainai, V'yei Shloimar, Dehainu Delei Mestaya Milsa. Aval, Kishem Shazachu Ezi Yechidim Laharech Yamim, Kein Yitachin, Shayizku Liais Nismachin. The Yefeinayim doesn't bring a makar to his words, but as we said, it's Mefurish and Rashi that says Einon Zeichan Liyis Nismachim, V'chein Be'emes is Mavur from the Etzem Divrei HaGemara. Adkan this shtickle, and now let's go weiter to the Inyan of Egla Arufa. In the Mishnah it says, Arifas Egla B'Shloisha Divrei Reb Shimon, Reb Yehuda Omer B'Chamisha. So the Mishnah brings down two Shitas HaTanoim, whether or not Arifas Egla has to be with three Dayanim, or with five. And the Gemara brings down that their machlekes is based on how they darshan the pasuk that says, V'yatzu zekeinecha v'shoiftecha umadudu el ha'arim asher svivei sachalol. Reb Shimon darshans zekeinecha shnayim, but ain't bezden shakol, so you're maisif one more, which is shloisha. And Reb Yehuda darshans zekeinecha is shnayim, shoiftecha is another shnayim, that's four. And then again, Ein Bezdin Shokol, so therefore we reach a number of five. The Gemara is Maisif, another Nakuda, which is not brought down in the Mishnah, that these Dayanim have to be from the Miuchadin Shebeshoiftecha, which Rashi explains that they have to be from the Sanhedrin Agdaila, from the Sanhedrin of Ayin Aleph, that's in Yerushalayim. Those are the two Shitas of Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, which are brought down in the Mishnah. But the Gemara in Amud Beis brings another Shita of Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov, Tanya Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov Aymer, V'yotzu zekeinecha v'shoiftecha, zekeinecha zu Sanhedrin, v'shoiftecha zemelech v'kayin gadol. So Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov definitely disagrees with our Mishnah, because he's mechayev besides for the Dayanim, that there should be also a melech and a kayin gadol. Kler te gemara ibayilu, this that Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov says Sanhedrin, is the number of the Sanhedrin the same as according to Rabbi Yehuda and according to Rabbi Shimon, either five or three? Or are we medayik from the Stam Lashon of Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov that says Sanhedrin, that Kulu Sanhedrin be'inan, you need the entire Sanhedrin G'dayla, Sanhedrin of Ayin Aleph from Yerushalayim. And the Gemara brings a raya from Rabbi Raisa of Rabbi Yosef, that it's mevur from there, that Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov disagrees on that point as well, and he requires that the entire Sanhedrin Gedolah from the Lishkas Hagazis, that they should come down and participate in the Arifas HaEgla. So we have a third shita, which is not brought down in the Mishnah, which is that you need the whole Bezdin of Ayin Aleph. Everybody agrees that the Dayanim have to be from the Sanhedrin HaGdailah. The question is, how many of them have to participate? Lefi Reb Shimon, 3. Lefi Reb Yudah, 5. And Lefi the Shita of Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, all of them. Now, it's important to notice that the Pasuk of V'yotzu Zekeinecha V'Shoftecha, which these Tanaim Darshin, is talking about the Medida, the din to measure from the Chalal to the closest ear. And it's not talking about the actual Arifa. So Taisus with the Vir Maschel of Arifas Egla Begimel speaks out that this that the Mishnah uses the Lashon of Arifa, Arifa Lav Davke, the Medida Hu Dehavya Begimel. And Echanami, the Lashon of the Mishnah is Lav Davke, and really this Machlaikis is referring to the Medida and not the Arifa. And he brings a riot to that also from the Seder HaMishnayis in Perek Egla Arufa, that's the 9th Perek in Masechta Saita, where there the Mishnah first says, Gimel mi bezdin agadol shebi Yerushalayim, according to Reb Shimon, and 5, according to Reb Yehuda, hayu yaitzen. And the Mishnah explains the whole process of the Medida. And afterwards, the Lashon of the Mishnah is, Niftaru ziknei Yerushalayim, the ziknei Yerushalayim left, v'holchu ziknei oiso ir, umevien egla arufa, and then the Mishnah explains the halacha of the Arifa. So we see that this halacha of 3 according to Reb Shimon, 5 according to Reb Yehuda, that we have to have Ziknei Yerushalayim from the Bezdin HaGadol in Yerushalayim, that's only in regards to the Medida. However, when it comes to the actual Arifa, they leave, and then we have Ziknei Oisei HaIr, that they do the Maisa Arifa. Says Taisvis, V'hasam like Tani Gimel. There it doesn't say that you need Gimel. That's Araya, says Taisvis, that this Machlaikis of Reb Shimon and Reb Yehuda is not in regards to the actual Arifa, but in regards to the Medida. The Yad Ramah is Maisif more, that besides for the Chilik, that in regards to the Arifa, it doesn't say Gimel, we also have the Chilik, that in regards to the Arifa, we see that it's not the Zakenim Shebi Yerushalayim, it's the Ziknei Oisei HaIr. And the Halacha of Reb Yehuda and Reb Shimon of 5 and 3 is Legabe, the Ziknei Yerushalayim, like Smefurish in the Gemara. So that's another indication that this entire Machlekes between Reb Shimon and Reb Yehuda is only in regards to the Medida, and not in regards to the actual Arifa. Now, Taisa says, V'hasam like Tani Gimel. There it doesn't say that you need 3. But Taisa does not explain, so how many do you need in regards to the actual Arifa? So the Yad Ramah, earlier on Daf Yud Gimel, he says that for the Arifa, you need Kol Ziknei Ir. All the Ziknei Ir should participate in the Maisa Arifa. And the emes is, Azoy Shteit Mefurish in the Pasuk, in the parsha of Egla Rufa, in regards to the Rechitza Sayadayim, the Pasuk Vav says, V'chol Ziknei Ir, Yirchatzu Es Yadayim. The Lashon V'chol is Mavur, that all the Zakenim have to wash their hands. It seems that the Ramah holds, that just like in regards to the Rechitza, all the Zakenim have to do it, so too the Gabi the Etzem, Maisa Harifa, that also needs all the Zakenim. And the emes is, it's mashma like that in the Lashon of Mishnayis in Masechta Saita, because the exact same Lashon that the Mishnah uses in regards to the Arifa, Ziknei HaIr, that they do the Arifa, Ziknei HaIr Stam, the same Lashon the Mishnah uses later on in regards to the Rechitza, Ziknei HaIr, Rechitzin Es Yedehen B'mayim. That's mashma, that the same Ziknei HaIr that do the Rechitza, they're the Ziknei HaIr that do the Arifa, which is like the Ramah says, that Kol Ziknei HaIr have to participate biyachad in the Maisa Arifa. Hayaitse, then in regards to the Maisa Medida, there we have a machlekes between Reb Shimon and Reb Yehuda, whether or not it has to be 3 or 5. There, Reb Shimon and Reb Yehuda darshan that those 3 or 5 have to be from the Bezdin HaGadol Shebi Yerushalayim. Whereas in regards to the Maisa Arifa, there we need Kol Ziknei Ir. The number is Chav Gimel, like the Bezdin Shebi Yerushalayim Ir. And they come from Oisei Ir, and not from the Bezdin HaGadol Shebi Yerushalayim. The fact that the Mishnah uses a Lashon Arifa, that's Lav Davke. It's really a halacha in regards to Medida. And there are 3 rayas to that. First of all, the Pasuk that the Tanaim Darshan is Mefurish in regards to the Medida and not in regards to the Arifa. Secondly, Taisus points out that the Mishnayis and Masechta Saita are Mavur, that the number 3 and 5 are only in regards to the Medida and not in regards to the Maisa Arifa. And thirdly, like the Yad Ramah points out, that only in regards to the Maisa Medida do you need representatives from the Beis Din HaGadol Shel Yerushalayim, but in regards to the Arifa, there it's Ziknei Ha'ir. Now, Taisva simply says that Arifa, which is written in the Mishnah, is Lav Davka. Taisva doesn't give an explanation why the Mishnah uses the misleading Lashon of Arifa, if in fact it's really Halacha in regards to Medida. The Yad Ramah is Maisef Amari Dekehazber. Zok the Yad Ramah, we find, for example, that the Mishnah says, Ha'ainis Va'amafate Bishloisha. Now, that definitely does not mean that the Tashlumen of the Chamishim Shkalim of Ainis Amafate have to take place in front of a Bezdin of Shloisha. Rather, what that means to say is that the Chiyuv, which is Chal on the Ainis Amafate, is Nischayev Ayidei, a Bezdin of Shloisha. So too, says the Yad Ramah, that's how we have to translate Arifa Sa'egla B'Shleisha. Doesn't mean that the actual Maisa Arifa is done B'Shleisha, but rather the Chiyuv Arifa Sa'egla is Nischayev Ayidei, a Bezdin of Shleisha or a Bezdin of Chamisha, which is the Maisa Medida. Because the Maisa Medida to the ear HaKroiva Elachalol, that's what's Mechayev that ear to go ahead and do the Maisa of the Arifa. So Arifa Sa'egla B'Gimel means to say that the closer ear is Nischayev Ayidea Maisa Medida of Shloisha Lefi Reb Shimon and Chamisha according to Reb Yehuda. Ad kan divrei ha-taisvis v'hayad Ramah on this Gemara. Now in the Rambam, we find something very interesting. The Rambam in Hilchos Sanhedrin, Perakei Halacha Aleph, says v'zeh l'shaynei, v'loi meitzian l'melchemes ha-reshus, v'lemedidas ha-chalol, elo al-pi bezdin ha-gadol. So let's point out two things in this Rambam. First of all, he uses the Lashon Medida Sachalol. And secondly, he says, Al Pi Bezdin HaGadol, but he does not say how many of the Bezdin HaGadol. Later in Halacha Hey, the Rambam says, Arifa Sa'egla Bechamisha. Here, the Rambam uses the Lashon Arifa Sa'egla, not Medida Sachalol. And here he says how many, that it's Chamisha. So to understand these Divrei Rambam, there are three Pirushim in the Mefarshim. The Radvaz, the Lecha Mishnah, and then a pshara between the Pirushim from the Sefer Nachal Eson Lahagoyin Reb Chaim Kanievsky Shlita. Zok the Radvaz, that in Halacha Aleph, he's talking about the Medida. And the Rambam is paskening like the Shita of Reb Lezer ben Yaakov, that holds that the Medida Sacholol has to be done al pi the entire Bezdin HaGadol. Therefore, the Rambam simply says, V'lemdida Sacholol ela al pi Bezdin HaGadol, meaning the entire Bezdin HaGadol. Halacha Hey, where he says Arifa Sa'egla B'Chamisha, in regards to the Arifa, he paskins like Rabbi Yehuda, and he holds that the Maisa Arifa has to be done B'Chamisha. Now, before getting into the drushes, where these dinim come from, the Etzem Pshara of the Rambam works wonders in the Lashon of the Mishnah and the Lashon of the Braise. Because the Mishnah that says Arifa Sa'egla B'Shleisha, and according to Rabbi Yehuda B'Chamisha, is Dafka. Not like Taisus who says it's Lav Dafka, not like the Yad Ramah who says that it's the Mechai for Arifa Sa'egla, but rather it means the Maisa Arifa is done B'Shleisho B'Chamisha, and the Rambam Paskins like Yehuda that it's B'Chamisha. Whereas the Medida Sa'cholol, that the Rambam Paskins like Rabbi Lezman Yaakov, because the Brice of Rabbi Lezman Yaakov, which the Gemara brings down in the Fidal Amid Beis, says Mefurish that he's talking about the Medida Sa'cholol. So the two things could stim, according to the exact Lashon brought down in the Mishnah and the Brice. Arifa Sa'egla B'Chamisha, and Medida Sa'cholol with the entire Bezdin. But what needs to be explained is L'chaira two things. Hare, the drasha of Rabbi Yehuda, which teaches us that you need Chamisha, is from a pasuk which is talking about Medida. In Cain, there are two problems. First of all, how could the Rambam say that Arifa needs Chamisha if the pasuk, which is the makar to the drasha, is in regards to Medida? And secondly, how could the Rambam say that in regards to Medida, you actually needed the entire Bezdin if the pasuk that tells you Chamisha is talking about Medida? So L'chaira, the pshat in the Rambam al pi the Radvaz is as follows. Although the pasuk which Rabbi Yehuda darshins is talking about the Medida, nevertheless, it's mashma to the Rambam from Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, which uses the Lashon Arifa Sa'egla, that Rabbi Yehuda holds that that pasuk is a gilui in regards to the entire mice of the Egla Arufa, bein the Medida, and bein the actual Maisa Arifa, that also has to be done B'Chamisha. Hence we have a makar that the Maisa Arifa has to be done B'Chamisha. Now how do we know that the Medida itself requires more? So the Rambam himself in Halacha Aleph brings down a makar to the fact that you need Bezun Shal Ayin Aleph in regards to Medida. And the Rambam says at the end of the Halacha of Zel Shainai, Shenemar Kol HaDavar HaGadol Yaviu Eilecha. There's a pasuk that says that any Davar HaGadol has to be brought in front of Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu is Shokol KeBezun Shal Ayin Aleph. So anything which is included in the Lashon of Davar HaGadol has to be done Al Pi Bezun Shal Ayin Aleph. And the Radvaz explains that the Inyan of Egla Rufa is also a Davar HaGadol because that elicits an Inyan of Kapara to Klal Yisrael, like it says in the pasuk, Kaper La'amcha Yisrael Asher Padisa. Now the Kesef Mishnah brings down B'Shem the Ramach that the Ramach is Matmiya V'Zel Shainai Teima Huzeh Shemevi Haikra Dechala Dover HaGadol L'Medida Sachalol U'B'Gemara Me'evi Pasuk Acher D'Medida Sachalol Havei Mizekeinecha V'Shaiftecha. But Lefi Divrei HaRadvaz, this is not Shver B'Chlal, because the Rambam is looking for a Makar for the extra Halacha of Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov that requires the entire Sanhedrin of Ayin Aleph for Medida Sachalol. And if you look in the Gemara doesn't actually bring a Makar for Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov just simply says, Zikeinecha Elu Sanhedrin. What's the Makar that you need the entire Sanhedrin? Why don't we say, Miad Zikeinecha Shnayim? So for that, the Rambam finds that the Makar must be that Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov's Shita is that Medida Sachalol qualifies to be included in the general klal of Davar HaGadol, because Medida Sachalol is going to bring the Kapara, so the Gabi Medida Sachalol, we need a Bezdan Shal Ayin Aleph. So it comes out that the Etzem Maisa Asiya Sa'egla Arufa, which includes also the Arifa Sa'egla, the Gabi that we hold like Rabbi Yehuda's Drasha, that you need Chamisha. But there's an extra halacha because of the Inyan Kapara that's inherent in the Inyan of Egla Arufa. There Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says that the Medida which brings to the Kapara, that's called an Davar HaGadol. So that requires mitzad an extra din, an entire bezdin of Ayin Aleph. This way, according to the Rambam, with the Pshat of the Radvaz, everything is Ba'am Al-Kaimei B'Shalom. The Lashon of the Mishneh of Arifa Sa'egla, that Lefir Abiyudinid Chamisha, that's Dafka. The Lashon of Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov that says that Medida Se'egla requires an entire Bezdin, that's Dafka. The Drasha of Rabbi Yehuda, although it's learnt in the Pasuk of Medida Se'egla, but Be'etzem that's being Megalin, Legabin, the entire Maisa of the Egla, even the Arifa, that requires Chamisha. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov's Nudin, that the Medida requires the entire Bezdin Shalayin Aleph, the Gemara is not Mavur, where he got it from. The Rambam, Mireichiv Daitai, said that Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov must hold that the Maisa Medida is called the Davar HaGadol. Therefore, mitzad a new din, not mitzad the regular halacha of the Maisa Egla, but mitzad the din of Kol HaDavar HaGadol Yivyu Alecha, the Medida has to be Bebezden Shal Ayin Aleph. One thing is still not Mashma L'Chayr in the Gemara, because according to this, it could come out that there's actually no machlekes between Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda are talking about the Arifa, the halacha of the mice of the Egla, and Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov is talking about a new halacha, that the Medida is a Davar HaGadol, and that requires a Bezdin Shal Ayin Aleph. And the Lashon HaGemara Shalafanenu is Bitarti Pligi, which is mashma, that there's a machlekes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. But the truth is that if you look in Rabbeinu Hananel and in the Yad Ramah, they don't bring down this Lashon of the Gemara that says Bitarti Pligi. They just bring down that the Gemara has a Shaila, whether Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov is by Kula Bezdin, or only Shleish or Chamisha, like Rabbi Yehuda. They don't say that there's a Machlekes. Could be the Rambam also had their Gersa, which would mean that the Gemara's Shaila is, what is Shitas Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov? Even after Mechiach Mi HaBraisa, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov requires that the Medida should be done by Bezdin Shalayin Aleph, not necessarily, in this point, does he argue with Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, the Tanoim in the Mishnah. Ad kan the Pshat HaNifla of the Radvaz in Shitas HaRambam in our Sugya. The only problem, which is L'chaira of Pircha Gedayla in this Pshat in the Rambam, is because the Rambam himself in Hilchis Reitzeach Ushmiras Nefesh Perek Tes says clearly and Mefurish Yoitzin Chamisha Zekeinim Mi Bezdin HaGadol Umaydedin. So the Rambam clearly tells us that when he says Bezdin HaGadol in regards to the Medida, that it means just five Mitaych the Bezdin HaGadol and not the entire Bezdin, not like Divrei Radvaz in his explanation in Divrei Rambam in Hilchos Sanhedrin Parakei, Vitzarech Ian Godoil on the Radvaz, how we can say this Pshat. But Akalpanim, looking at the Pshat Mitzar Atzmai, how it stems in the Lashinus of the Rambam in Hilchos Sanhedrin, and how it stems in the Lashon HaGemara, it's a Pirush Nifla. The second Pshat in Shitas Rambam is the Lecha Mishnah's Pshat. And the Lecha Mishnah says that Be'emes, the Rambam also holds, like Taisus and the Yad Ramah, that when the Mishnah says Arifa Se'egla, doesn't mean Arifa Se'egla. No, Arifa Se'egla does not require Chamisha, and it does not require Bezden HaGadol Shebir Yerushalayim, but Arifa Se'egla is a reference to Medidas HaCholol. And so too, the Lashon of the Rambam himself in Halacha Hey, when he says Arifa Se'egla B'Chamisha, that's just a quote of the Lashon HaMishnah, and really the Kavanah of Rambam is not Legabi the Arifa, but rather Legabi the Medida, like the Kavanah of our Mishnah. This that the Rambam says in Halacha Aleph, that Ein Meitziyah L'Mechemes or Rishus V'Lemdidas HaCholol, Ela Al Pi Bezdin HaGadol, the Rambam means another Halacha. That in order for the Shleisha or the Chamisha of Bezdin to go out and do the Maisa Medida, they need to get Rishus from the entire Bezdin, the Bezdin HaGadol Shebi Yerushalayim. And that's what the Rambam is bringing a makor to with the pasuk of Kol Hadavar HaGadol Yaviyu Alecha. The Lecha Mishnah, however, says that he doesn't know where the Rambam got it from. V'lo yedati ma'ayin yotzu le Rabbeinu davar zeh. But upon him, that's the Pirish in the Divrei HaRambam. Reb Chaim Kanievsky Shlita in Sefer Nachal Eson, he says, I know where the Rambam got it from. It's a Mefurish at Tesefta, of course. A Masech to Sanhedrin, Paragimel, Halacha Beis, V'zeh L'shain at Tesefta, Ein Sarfin as a Para, Ve'ein Arfin as a Egla, V'chulu, Ela be'bezdan shal Shivim ve'echad. And the Rambam understood that this is not a stira to the shita of our Mishnah that says Shitas Rabbi Yehuda and Shitas Rabbi Shimon b'shleisha b'chamisha, but rather that Tosefta is teaching us an extra din that Arifa Se'egla has to be done al pi bezdin shal shivim ve'echad. And the emes is that's really the mashmayis in Divrei HaRambam. First of all, the Rambam himself says b'lshaynei ela al pi bezdin agadol, not al yidei bezdin agadol, which is mashma that just means bershusam. V'oid, because the Rambam, as we mentioned, is koyel together with the Yitziyah l'melchemes harashus. V'loim Yitziyah l'melchemes harashus v'lemedidas hacholol elo al pi bezden agadol. Now obviously, Yitziyah l'melchemes harashus does not mean that the bezden agadol themselves have to wage the war, but it means ein Yitziyah l'melchemes harashus, we don't Yitzi the troops to l'melchemes harashus only with the rashus of bezden agadol. So too, in regards to medidas hacholol, that's the pashas of what the Rambam means. Ein Meitzian Lemdida Sacholol. We don't send out the Chamisha Dayanim to do Medida Sacholol, only Al Pi the Rishus of Bezdin Hagadol. So Hayoytze, according to this pshat, that the Rambam also learns the Mishnah like Taisus and the Yad Ramah, that Arifa Se'egla doesn't mean Arifa Se'egla, it means Medida Sacholol. And in regards to Arifa Se'egla, that the Rambam doesn't tell us clearly in these halachas, but there the Rambam is going to hold like what it says in the Mishnah, that the Ziknei Ha'ir go out and do that. That has nothing to do with the Dayanim from the Bezdin HaGadol. That's his Kavanah in Halacha Hey. And in Halacha Aleph, he was bringing out a new Halacha, which is brought out from the Tesefta, that Akalpanim, you need Rishus from the Bezdin HaGadol. The third Pshat is a Pshara from Hamagayin Reb Chaim Kanievsky Shlita in Sifrei Nachal Eson, Simen Hey, and then again in Simen Yud Beis. He holds Halacha Aleph, the Pshat is like the Lecha Mishnah, and Halacha Hey, he holds like the Radvaz. And it goes as follows. Halacha Aleph, when the Rambam says, Ein Mitzian L'Mechemes Rishus V'Lemdidas HaCholol Ela Al Pi Bezdin HaGadol, that means like we're Masber Al Pi L'Tesefta, that there's a din that in order to go out and do the process of Egla Arufa, that has to come with Rishus from the Bezdin HaGadol. However, when the Rambam says in Halacha Hey, Arifa Se'egla B'Chamisha, there the Nachal Eson says, that actually means the Maisa Arifa, and like the Shita of the Radvaz, and not like the Shita of the Lecha Mishneh and Tosfos and the Yad Ramah, that's really referring to the Medida Sacholol. And he has two diyukim to back it up. First of all, we have to be medayik, the Shinui HaLashon of the Rambam. The Rambam in Halacha Aleph says, Medida Sacholol al pi bezdin agadol, and the Rambam in Halacha Hey says, Arifa Sa'egla b'chamisha. It's obvious from the change of this Lashon that before he was talking about the Medida, and here he was talking about the Arifa. To say that the Rambam is just quoting the Lashon HaMishnah of Arifa Se'egla doesn't help us, because then Mehai Taima, the Rambam on Halacha Aleph, should quote the Lashon HaTosefta, which is the makor to his din of Ein Arifa Sa'egla Ela Al Pi Beis Din HaGadol. So if the Rambam over there says Medida, and it's different than the Lashon of the Braisa, and the Rambam over here says a Lashon Arifa, Al Karchach, that Lashonei is Dafka, and he's talking about the Arifa. That's one Raya. V'oid Zok Reb Chaim, that if you look at the positioning of the Rambam in regards to Arifa Sa'egla, the Rambam says in Halacha Dalet, Makas B'Shleisha, in Halacha Hey, Arifa Sa'egla B'Chamisha, in Halacha Vav, Ibar HaChodesh B'Shleisha, in Halacha Zayin, Ibar HaShana B'Shiva, and then the Rambam is Koilo Kulam, V'chol Elu Smuchin. So the Rambam puts Arifa Sa'egla B'Chamisha together with Makas and Ibar HaChodesh and Ibar HaShana, and he says, V'chol Elu Smuchin, and it's mashma that it's the same din bezdin for all of them. Now, if the Rambam would be talking about Medida Sacholol, then there's a very big difference in the din bezdin which is required for Arifa Sa'egla to the din bezdin which is for Makas, Ibar HaChodesh, and Ibar HaShana. Because those things only need Dayanim Pshutim. They don't need Dayanim from the bezdin HaGadol. Whereas Medida Sacholol needs Hamisha from the bezdin HaGadol. Kemavur in Arasugya, and Kemavur B'Divya Rambam Atzmai, and Hilchas Ritzeach HaShmiras Nefesh, Perek Tes. From the fact that the Rambam puts them together, must be the Rambam is talking about Arifa Sa'egla, and Arifa Sa'egla itself also needs Chamisha, like Medida Sa'chalol, but there's a difference in that regard, that Medida Sa'chalol needs Dayanim from the Bezdin HaGadol Shebi Yerushalayim, where Arifa Sa'egla needs Chamisha, but Chamisha Dayanim Stam Lav Dafka from the Bezdin HaGadol Shebi Yerushalayim. What's the makar that Arifa Sa'egla needs Chamisha? We can say that it's included in the din of Medida Sa'chalol, because then they would also need to be Dayanim from the Bez and Agadol Shabir Shalayim. Ayin Sham in the Nachal Eson of Reb Chaim Kanievsky Shlita, that he's Mevar, where the Rambam got it from, and where the Rambam darshaned it from. Hayyotze Lefidus Mahalach, that there are three halachas. One is the halacha Hamavur in Arasugya Mesechta Sanhedrin Daf Yedalid, which is learned out of Sukkim in the Pasuk of Medida, which tells you that according to Rabbi Yehuda that you need Chamisha and they have to be Mibez Din HaGadol. That halacha is not brought down in the Rambam and Hilchas Sanhedrin. That halacha is only brought down in the Rambam and Hilchas Reitzeach Hoshmiras Nefesh Perek Tes. The Yaitzin Chamisha Mibez Din HaGadol Shabi Yerushalayim Umaydidin. That's halacha number one. Halacha number two is the Stam halacha of Arifa Sa'egla B'Chamisha. The Rambam seems to have gotten that from the Stamos Haloshon of the Mishnah, which says, Arifa Sa'egla B'Chamisha, Mevur, that even the Arifa also needs Chamisha. In regards to the Arifa, we only need the number of Chamisha, but there's no halacha that they have to be Mibez Din HaGadol Shebi Yerushalayim. That's the Mashmais of the Rambam over here in Hilchas Sanhedrin, Perek Hei. That's the second halacha. And the third halacha is Hamavur in the Rambam in Hilchas Sanhedrin, Perek Hei Halacha Aleph, which comes from the Tesefta, that all this has to be done Al Pi the Rishus of the Bez Din HaGadol, because it's included in the pasuk of Kol HaDavar HaGadol Yaviu Alecha. Bottom line, in summary, there are three Pirushim in the Shitas HaRambam. And those Pirushim also reflect how the Rambam learned the Lashon HaMishneh of Arifa Sa'egla B'Chamisha. The Radvaz holds that the Halacha of Arifa Sa'egla B'Chamisha in the Rambam and in the Mishnah is a din in regards to the Arifa Sa'egla Davke. But in regards to the Medida, there, the Rambam holds like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, they need a Bez Din Shalayin Aleph. That's one pshat. The second pshat is the pshat of the Lecha Mishnah. He's mefarish that when the Rambam says Arifa Sa'egla B'Chamisha, and so too when the Mishnah says Arifa Sa'egla B'Chamisha, that's Lav Davka Arifa Sa'egla, but Davka referring to the Medida and not the Arifa. The Arifa is an inyan of Ziknei Eir, like Taisvis and the Yad Ramah hold. And in regards to Medida, that's where the Halacha is, that the Medida has to be B'Chamisha. That's the Shita of the Lecha Mishnah. This is what the Rambam says in Halacha Aleph, that it needs to be Al Pi Bez Din HaGadol. That's just the inyan of Rishus. The third pshat is the pshat of the Nachal Eson. He says, when the Rambam says Arifa Sa'egla B'Chamisha, that's Arifa Sa'egla B'Chamisha, not from Bez Din HaGadol, whereas Medida Sa'egla has to be B'Chamisha from Bez Din HaGadol. So there's two halachas which need Chamisha, and they differ. Chutz mizeh, there's the halacha Hamavur and halacha Aleph from the Tesefta, that they also need to go out Breshus of Bez Din HaGadol. Ad kan this shtickle, and ad kan the shir of Masechta Sanhedrin, Daf Yud Dalad.
You have been listening to a shir from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf and shas, including Maramaklamis on each shir, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a nonprofit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.